It certainly wasn't that he didn't trust Darth Sidious, but Plagueis had never observed Maul at close range, and he was curious about Sidious's relationship with him. He knew that they had seldom met outside the works, let alone walked together on a balcony of one of Coruscant's most stylish monads in the dead of night, wrapped in their cowled cloaks. But it was only fitting that they should finally do so. With 114D close at hand, Plagueis stood observing the two of them from afar, his presence in the Force minimized. The invasion and occupation of Naboo were proceeding on schedule, and the swamps were being searched in an effort to locate and isolate the principal underwater habitats of the planet's indigenous Gungans before they could pose a threat. But the two Jedi, Queen Amidala, and her retinue of body doubles and guards, had succeeded in blasting their way through the blockade. With Maul's help, counterfeit messages from the Queen's advisor, Sio Bibble, had been transmitted to the missing starship, and one transmission had returned a faint connection trace to the Hutt-owned world of Tatooine. On learning as much, Plagueis had considered asking Jabba to apprehend the Queen, but not for long, out of concern for what the dark side might demand of him in return.
"Tatooine is sparsely populated,"
114D said, repeating what the Dathomiri Zabrak was saying to Sidious.
"If the trace was correct, I will find them quickly, Master."
"Go on,"
Plagueis said quietly.
"In reply, Sidious is instructing Maul to make the Jedi his first priority. Once Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are disposed of, Maul is to return Queen Amidala to Naboo and force her to sign a treaty that cedes control of the planet and its plasma reserves to the Trade Federation."
The droid paused, then added,
"Maul says, at last we reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge."
In the distance, Sidious turned to Maul. 4D sharpened its auditory inputs.
"Sidious says, you have been well trained, my young apprentice. They will be no match for you."
The words stirred deep misgiving in Plagueis, and he stretched out with the Force, attuned to its swirling currents. Momentarily, the gates that obscured the future parted, and he had a glimpse of events to come, or events that might come. Either way, he was not encouraged. Had he and Sidious misunderstood? Would it be better to abort the plan and trust that Palpatine would be elected even without having Naboo fall to the Trade Federation? Once the Jedi learned of the existence of one Sith, would they launch an intense hunt for the other? Sidious had formed an almost filial bond with Maul. Attached to the present, he failed to grasp the truth that this was the last time he and his apprentice might see each other in the flesh.